It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Thursday to you. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be hanging out with you for 2 more hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Where you been? We've talked about a lot. Tony Bennett, head coach of the Virginia Cavaliers, 2019 champions, NCAA March Madness champs. He quit. The season starts in like 2 weeks. He gone. We got a press conference tomorrow. Right now, we got a baseball game in Cleveland. The New York Yankees have taken the lead against the Guardians. They lead 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Let's see if the Guardians can answer back. The Yankees lead the series 2-1. We're minutes away from game 4 of the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers are going to try to take a 3-1 series lead against the New York Mets. And then down in beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana, the Saints, they're hosting the Denver Broncos. Drew Brees is going to go into the Saints Hall of Fame. Sean Payton is making his, well, I can't call it triumphant. Like, what's the triumph? There's nothing. He's just a coach returning to the team that he left. Or as Hickey said yesterday, he quit. Well, I'd quit too, damn it. Hickey, I'd quit too if Drew Brees was going, what am I stand for?
Fair. I mean, it's not like he's gone to a better place so far in Denver.
When you say better place, I automatically think heaven. I go, yeah, he sure as hell didn't go to heaven.
Well, he's very much alive, yes. He's very much with us. He is not deceased. Better place, maybe in terms of quarterback, quarterback heaven either, because that's obviously.
With Bo?
Yeah, and with Russ last year.
Let me tell you, Bo has performed better over the last several games. This is a crazy stat to think of. So, Bo Nix has now played 6 games. Over his last 4 games, Bo Nix has a touchdown interception ratio of 7-1. In his first 2 games, he didn't know what the hell he was doing. He was at a 1-4 mark. And I think with all of the injuries that the Saints are currently facing, Spencer Rattler is out there. There's no Derek Carr. Olave concussion protocol. Rashid Shaheed is out with a torn meniscus. Even Taysom Hill, you know, Swiss Army knife, he's out. Like, if there was ever a day, and I don't know, do you want to pick Alvin Kamara if you got fantasy? Like, you have to. You have to. Or are they just going to shut him down so much? Because who the hell else are you rocking with? Hickey, what do you think is going to happen in this game tonight?
I do think Denver will win. There's too many injuries offensively for New Orleans. And Denver's defense is too good, especially on that defensive line. I think they'll do a really good job of bottling up Kamara. Ugly, though, low scoring. I kind of like 19-13, that score sticking out in my head.
In the dome, like they're going to light it up on that grass or that turf, man.
What offense is lighting it up? I like Bo Nix, but I mean, the other week, for the first 3 quarters against the Chargers, he's 4-14 for 27 yards.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I know it was the rain. You want to blame the elements. He threw for 60 yards in a game against the Jets 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's inside. It'll be Hickey, I could go into the Superdome and get some yards, okay? Have me one of them hurricanes, step out onto the field. I won't feel no pain, okay?
Maybe that's what Spencer Rattler needs.
A hurricane?
Yeah, get going here.
I don't know if New Orleans is one of the best places for that guy, okay? Let's put it that way.
Oh.
A lot of things you can get into. A lot of things. Anyway, you know what? Let's listen to Sean Payton. Because Sean Payton says, when it comes down to Spencer Rattler, like, he looked at this dude and was like, well, you know what? We might have to draft him, even though we drafted Bo Nix. Listen to Sean Payton.
There's a calmness when he plays, you know, and he too has been through, you know, the adversity early on, you know, coming out of high school to Oklahoma and then transferring. But there is a confidence when he's on the field, and you see that in preseason and last week. You know, it's not too big for him, and he's got a live arm. We were really impressed.
That is the happiest I have ever heard Sean Payton in years. And he wasn't talking about nothing, but he was happy because he's used to cursing people out and being disrespectful to Nathaniel Hackett, to Russell Wilson. You would think that these guys left, like, crap in his bag. Like, literally. The way that he talked about Russell Wilson, and you would think that they just left turds in his bag. And it's just like, bruh, what are you happy about? This guy was on Fox television doing pregame for the NFL and was miserable. Man, what are they giving you? A mil to show up and talk about football? Just relax, man. Be happy. Miserable guy. Hickey, if you had to choose between being in a room with him or Russell Wilson, who would you choose?
Wow.
Go ahead.
Wow.
You got two ends of the spectrum here. Pick one.
I mean, I'll go Russ. I'm a positive person.
Me too, yeah.
So I'd rather just be annoyed with the cringiness versus get berated for breathing wrong.
Well, I think when you're in a room with the guy, you know, I think Russell Wilson, I've been around Russell before. He's a nice guy, Hickey. He is a very nice guy.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Very nice guy. Phony football player.
Yes, but I think his intentions, I would say off the field, yes. I think a lot of that is true. And if you're in a room with him, I'd rather much be with him and his positivity than, like you said, Sean Payton and his negativity.
Yeah, just ask, hey, at Russell, what are you doing next week? I don't know. Me and my wife are flying to the French Riviera. We'll be back. You know, just, hey, what are you doing, Hickey? What are you doing? Where are you flying? You know, just.
Oh, you're not flying? Oh, you hanging low this weekend? Is that weird for you?
Don't have a plane? This guy.
You travel.
Russell Wilson. You travel.
Others?
Oh, you travel. Does he know what it's called? Commercial.
Probably not. You want me in a commercial? You don't know the Danger Witch? That's probably what he thinks. Remember that commercial?
When's the last time you think he was on a commercial flight? Recently, right now? But he snuck on a plane and nobody recognized him?
How do you think he got to Pittsburgh?
Private.
I'd agree. I could not imagine. Like,
going through the airport, Russell Wilson? Can he fit in the seat? I know he's not a tall dude. He's a wide guy. He'd be uncomfortable.
Extra, you need that exit row seat right there. A little extra legroom for you.
He sits in business class. They have all the wider seats.
That's true. Maybe he buys two seats. You know, some people do that. Buy the one next to you so you don't have someone hanging on top of you.
So rich. Let me spend $2,000 just to have the seat next to me empty. Hey, we have an empty seat. Would you mind? I paid for it. No. And sit back there with the pores. No.
Keep walking, buddy.
No, you can't sit. But the seat is empty. No, it's mine. I pay for it.
Yeah, I paid to make sure the seat is empty, right?
Yeah, I paid to have I need to breathe the vacant air next to me. I don't need you sitting here next to me smelling up my air. No. Hickey, there's people that have enough money. They do that.
Oh, there are plenty of people with enough money. I feel like at the low end of rich people move.
Did you ever see, you know Howie Mandel, right?
Yes.
You know he's a famed germaphobe.
No, did I know that?
Oh, Howie Mandel is a famed germaphobe. But this man will get on a commercial flight and then have a fit when people want to say hello.
And you think he would be famous to fly private. I mean.
Yeah, but it's not always that convenient, you know. If you're Russell Wilson, you don't want to walk to the airport. If you're Howie Mandel, you throw on a hat, you know, and a hoodie or whatever. You good. You know, who's bothering Howie Mandel? Hey, Howie, I love you. And he doesn't want to touch him. Hey, elbow, you know. Don't shake my hand, fist bump. He doesn't even want to do that. I just remember famously he was on a plane and somebody reached out and they recorded it, I think. And I get it. I don't want to shake everybody's hand either, you know, but a fist bump. OK, give him a fist bump. But it's Howie Mandel. If you don't want to touch anybody, fly private, get a bus. As simple as that. You can't be famous and get mad when people want to say hello to you. It's just part of the gig. Don't be famous. Lock yourself in a house. Simple. What?
Don't be famous. No, I just like don't be famous. This is on you.
Well, don't do famous. Yeah, it is.
People don't be successful.
Do you know a famous person who didn't choose to be famous? But now with the internet, it's possible, but do you know anybody who didn't choose the limelight that's just famous? Think so? Anybody?
I mean, I guess I never thought about it like that, so I can't. I don't know.
Did Beyonce accidentally become famous?
No, I mean, I guess not.
Russell Wilson accidentally become famous? Nobody accidentally becomes famous. Nobody.
I hate you.
Who is it?
You.
Me?
You know what just happened?
What happened? What did I do?
Shohei Ohtani just hit a leadoff home run. Say the Mets are going to win right now. Say the Mets are going to win. No, you are too hot. Say it.
You're kidding me, all right?
Second pitch of the game.
Oh, man, I couldn't even turn it on. There's so many buttons here. Oh, where is it? What TV station? It's so crazy.
Fox Sports 1.
Oh, man, I turned on a stupid Broncos game before the baseball one.
I need you, yeah. Maybe more than ever. Please just say the Mets are going to win. You are predicting everything left and right here.
I'm not predicting a Mets win, but they will win.
Oh.
I'm not predicting that. Sorry.
You're killing me.
Where did Shohei do? What, he sent another one into right field?
Right center. Bomb.
Oh, okay. You know what else I hate about these stupid apps and stuff? Hickey, how many times do I have to sign into Fox to watch the stupid game?
That drives me up a wall.
It's like I signed in last bleeping week. How many times do I have to sign in? You know how many, and you have cable. You know how many times I have to sign into cable? None. Zero. Like, we got all this stupid technology. Did you see Elon Musk and his stupid robots? Did you see him?
No.
Yeah, but look it up. We got stupid robots now. But every time I want to watch something that I have to pay for, I got to sign in. What is this? On a TV?
Ugh. The worst of a Fox, they give you like that little 10-minute countdown. TNT does it as well, like the free preview. I just watched it yesterday. What do you mean?
Bruh, I don't even open.
How do you not save?
I don't even open up the TNT TV. Those are the worst TV apps.
Oh, awful.
Those are the worst TV apps.
And they throw the ad right in there no matter what. It can be right in the middle of the game. Oh, here's an ad.
Yeah. It's terrible, man. It's bad. I use Max. You can use Max. You got Max?
I do.
Use Max. Don't use the TBS stuff anymore.
If it's
use Max. Don't use Turner. Don't use it.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because the apps stink.
Max is good. You know Max? You know when they've signed me out? Never. Ever. But sports, I don't know if it's because they want to try to eliminate piracy or what, but just no. No, 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 no. ESPN is good. I feel like I never have to sign in for ESPN. Maybe they get me every, I don't know, 8 months or something. But TNT and Fox? Fox is garbage. Anyway, New York Yankees are leading. The Guardians 4-3. Hickey, yeah, man. I'm just. Did I predict Ohtani? We talked about it, but I didn't predict it. Did I?
I mean, you talked about Judge hitting a home run. Then you said, oh, imagine Stan goes yard here. Then you said, imagine Ohtani goes yard in the first, you know, first at bat of the first inning. I'll give you credit. I think you're 3-for-3 today.
Imagine if I get $1 million.
Imagine if the Mets win. Come on, say it.
Yeah, imagine if the Mets win. Yeah, that'll be it. Quintana will do good the rest of the way. I believe in him. I believe in him.
You're going to walk out of the building today and like a $100,000 sack is just going to fall out of the sky right into your lap.
Bro, I'll call out sick tomorrow, okay? You'll not see me tomorrow.
Friday, nonetheless, too. That's a good time for that to happen.
Yeah, I'll be at Cheetah tomorrow, okay?
Oh, not the blue. Was it the blue light grill? Blue frame?
The grill. They're not grilling nothing over there.
You and Kirk, you know?
Kirk Cousins. Nah, I'm not taking Kirk Cousins to the strip club, no.
Oh, okay.
I go to Cheetah with my $100,000, and I will promptly spend $20 to get in. And, I don't know, $20 on a drink. Everybody else can, I don't know, you get $1 each, and then I go home.
You won't have your jersey retired like James Harden famously did?
Oh, no. No, no, bro. No. No. Nah. Every dancer gets $1.
$1. Tough year, ladies. I'm sorry. I'm on a budget here.
Yeah, I'm on a...
Don't open my wallet. Nothing to see in there.
Yeah, nothing. Just 100. Man, put that towards the kids' college fund. I don't even know. How much is college going to be in, like, I don't know, 20 years? Do I even want to think about it? Will we have robots? Will we still need college, or will the robots teach us? Or can I download what I need to know in like 5 seconds? How much is that going to cost?
Or a pill you can ingest?
For knowledge?
Yeah, right. Why not?
We have that as vitamins. Isn't that what that
is? No, but like, all right, here's like 1950 to 1975 history. Take this pill, boom, you'll know it.
Nah, man, you're thinking the wrong way, Hickey.
Oh, really? Oh.
You'll be able to, like, downloads like the computer, like a file. Do you remember? Wait a minute. Let's see something. Hickey, have you ever used, get ready for this. You ready?
Ready.
A floppy disk?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow.
Towards,
okay.
Like, I mean, early in school, but that was kind of as they were getting phased out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My parents had them. Okay. I've touched them. I've seen them.
Okay. When's the last time you saw a floppy? Wait a minute. I think there's one in the studio here with me. Hold
no
on.
No way.
No, it's a cassette.
Well, still, dust that bad boy off. I mean, that's it.
Well, look, I'm in an audio studio. We got every equipment here. I could play a CD for us right now if I wanted to.
Where?
A CD, VCR. I got everything here.
You got a VCR in there?
Yeah, I'm looking at the VCR right now. I can touch it.
That's wild. Wow.
Yeah.
You should take that, honestly. That's going to be worth a lot of money in a few years.
You want me to steal from the office?
Not steal from the office, of course. But, like, think about it. You have a VCR. Who is using the VCR? It's not even, I mean, it's obsolete. No one's making discs or CDs or right. DVDs anymore.
There's a CD right in front of me, too. I can grab, yeah, I'm...
It's going to be worth a lot of money.
I'm in heaven. I'm in the best of both worlds. I got analog and digital, and there's a physical telephone in front of me. I got iPads and TV screens. I'm in heaven over here. I'm in heaven. Unlike the Guardians and the New York Mets. Don't worry, Lindor is going to answer back, Hickey.
I like it. That's my guy. That's what we're talking about here.
Lindor is going to come through, and if it's not Lindor, it'll be Alonso. I put money on that. You're going to turn me into Ipe Mizuhara. Don't gas me up.
The engine started.
Yeah, I'll be Ipe Mizuhara without the stealing. You can bet on that. Anyway, this is an awful transition. terrible transition. Anyway, what you're about to hear, it's completely unrelated, so prepare yourselves. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more basketball and football and college and everything, and even talk about a guy you can bet on him to not play. I'll tell you which NBA player this is. No, it's not Joel Embiid. It's the other one. But before I do that, I got to do this. Let you know that football season is heating up. And PrizePicks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, PrizePicks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. The app is really simple to use. You pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. PrizePicks even invented the flex play, so you can still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Tonight. Is Spencer Rattler going to hit? I don't think so. Maybe you should go with Bo Nix. Anyway, download the PrizePicks app today and use code JR and get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code JR on PrizePicks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. PrizePicks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The New York Mets have tied up their game against the Dodgers. 1-1. Mark Vientos hits a home run answering Shohei Ohtani's opening home run. Game is tied 1-1. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees are threatening to score some more runs here in the top of the ninth. The Yankees lead 4-3. They got two guys on base at the top of the ninth. Guardians are going into the bullpen and try to stop them and slow them down. And, you know, I guess I talk so bad and about technology to probably the shock of nobody. We just talked about how bad the Fox Sports app is. Got to sign in every 5 minutes with a stupid 10-minute preview. Hickey, I tried, and maybe this is good for me. I tried to pull up Thursday Night Football on the screen. You know what it told me?
What's that?
Problem occurred. The video player did not load correctly. Please try opening the video again. If the problem continues, please contact Amazon customer service and refer to error 7139. Come on now. What are we doing? Maybe this is God's way of telling me don't watch the Broncos and the Saints.
I was literally about to say, it's a sign. Not tonight.
I talked about how bad the game is. And the stupid app is just like, hey, you know, watch it. And it's like, no, but you can't. Like, what do y'all want from me? And I pay for this. Hickey, I should get, how much money should Amazon give me back if this doesn't work?
All your subscription.
How much is that a month? I don't know.
I don't know. $8?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You should get a full year free on Amazon because they deprived you of Broncos Saints, a game you talked about all show long is desperately wanting to watch. Yeah. Game of the week, you called it, maybe game of the year. And the fact that you can't watch it because of their error, they got to pay.
And now the game won't play. The video player won't play.
Bezos, you better be listening right now, and you better make this right.
I tried to watch the Spanish broadcast. It won't even let me do that. It said you get nothing. Oh, this is one hell of a transition. Speaking of not playing, you know what? This shouldn't be breaking news, but it was breaking news earlier today on CBS Sports HQ. Listen to this.
We're following breaking news here on CBS Sports HQ out of the NBA, where Clipper star Kawhi Leonard is expected to be sidelined indefinitely with a knee injury. That's according to ESPN. He's still rehabbing his way back from inflammation in his right knee and will not be ready for the start of the season next week. Leonard was forced to miss the Paris Olympics and most of last year's playoffs with that knee injury. It'll be another sideline stint for Kawhi. He hasn't played in 70 games in a single season since 2017.
That was a shock. I didn't expect that. 2017? Oh, my God. Kawhi, and they just gave him a contract extension. What is this? Oh. He couldn't play in the Olympics. They're like, nah, bro, go home. Lawrence Frank was just like, he was disappointed that they didn't let him play. Like, man, the man can't play. Yeah, let's take a look at this. Kawhi Leonard played a whopping 68 games last year. Not 70, but 68. The year before that, he played 52 games. In 2022, he played two games. In 2021 and 2022, he played no games because of an ACL. The year before that, 52 games. The year before that, 57 games. People are telling this guy to hang him up. It's time for Kawhi Leonard to quit. He's 33 years old. Knees don't work. Knee pain here, meniscus this, meniscus that, thigh. Everything is just busted up. His legs are cooked. They gave him a four-year, $176 million contract. He signed it last year while he was hurt. James Harden about to have the time of his life until he goes out there and pulls his hamstring. Because the way that this starting lineup looks right now for the Los Angeles Clippers, they are back to being the Clippers. Like, don't waste your time watching them. James Harden, Norman Powell, Terrence Mann, Derrick Jones Jr., and Zubac. That's it. Nick Batum is still on the team. Okay, good for him. Bones Highland is on it. They got a bunch of dudes that just want to score and do nothing else. Kevin Porter Jr. is back in the NBA. Hickey, they're going to have trouble filling up that wall in the new Intuit Dome. They're going to have some trouble, man.
Big time. Big time.
Oh, man. And if you're Steve Ballmer, you just take the L and Oh, you do buy a team in a few years? Like you try? He tried to put together a team with a bunch of guys who always hurt. There were no other options for the Clippers? I don't know. Kawhi? And for people thinking that Kawhi Leonard is going to retire, for you think he's going to leave $176 million on the table? I will rehab every day for the next 4 years if I am making $176 million. Kawhi Leonard, and we will really find out how, quote unquote, different of a guy he is. We're going to find out how different Kawhi is if he retires. If he says, I don't need this money, I'm just going to quit. I don't need the ridicule, I'm going to leave. Hick, you think he's retiring?
No way. For the exact reason you just said.
$176 million contract. Who's just leaving? No, not me. The sham. Well, we did talk about Tony Bennett earlier today. The fact that he did walk away. He had a contract that would take him to 2030. He said, I'm done being head coach of the Cavaliers. And we've seen some of the older coaches walk away. The Bayhams, the Krzyzewskis of the world. Those guys are gone. Not a 55-year-old coach who just last week was telling everybody, you know, how important it meant to be the head coach of the team. A matter of fact, let's listen to Tony Bennett from last week. Tell us again how important it meant to be the head coach of Virginia. He was on Sirius XM.
I'm very grateful. I didn't know when I took the job. I had a hope. I had a vision, what I thought, hoped would happen. But it's been amazing to see it happen. Obviously, you've been some ups and downs, but for the most part, extremely blessed to, you know, done it in a way that I think is true to how we have to do it at Virginia, or how we've chosen to do it. And it's remarkable, because I just wanted a chance to see, can we build a program against the Blue Bloods at the time and go against Hall of Fame coaches? Can I build a program? Can we get the right players and see if we can get a chance? I always have my Rocky poster in my office to remind me, a chance at a title fight. Just a chance at a title fight. And that's what I sold the vision to all those guys that came before. Help us put this thing on the map and get a chance. So, you know, I'm very grateful. And, you know, even just to see the evolution of change in college sports, but change in the league, but incredibly grateful.
Yeah, we've seen the change that college sports has just gone through. We've seen the change. Is that the reason that he left like 2 weeks before the season started? I don't think so. But he's scheduled to have a press conference tomorrow morning, and we're going to find out why Tony Bennett decided to just leave the Cavaliers. I'm sure there's going to be a good reason. We will find out in the morning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some other coaches in college, except for they coach in the NFL. We have one head coach from the Ohio State University after a loss against Oregon. He says, we not done. We not quitting. And we got another head coach. This guy coaches Alabama. He came from the Pacific Northwest, another team, Washington. Kalen DeBoer, he has some words about his new team, Alabama. We'll get into that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Yes, 855-212-4227. The New York Mets are here. They're tied with the Dodgers 1-1. Mark Vientos hits a home run. Shohei Ohtani hits a home run. And thus the score is tied 1-1 in the second inning. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Ohio, right now, this minute, this second, the Yankees lead Cleveland 5-3. Cleveland is down to its final out. There's one man on second base. There's one man at the plate. And if this man, Noel, can hit a bomb, then the game is tied. Either that or Luke Weaver sits him down and the Yankees go up 3-0. And at that point, Hickey, I will start buying my American League Championship Series t-shirt. I will. Get it all printed out.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but maybe hold on to that purchase.
Oh, crap. You telling me you hit a home run?
Two-run. Literally, as you were talking about, if he hits a home run here, it's tied.
Oh, crap.
Bombs away.
Oh, crap. He hit it to left.
5-5.
Oh, my God. Oh, Hickey, what am I doing? I did it to myself.
Man, you played. Dude, you got to play the lottery.
I do.
Next break, can you go to the store? I'll cover for you here.
Oh,
you are
God.
Too hot right now. Find the Mega Millions, call the jackpot number, and let's go.
No, I'm going to find my $100,000 outside, and I'm going to cheat. I told you, man,
that's
I got to
sure.
figure it out. This guy, Noel, this is, what, his second home run of the postseason. Oh, man. Hickey, I don't know. I'm confused. Am I going to go outside and burst into flames? Like, I'm confused.
No. Well, unless you speak into existence, but you're speaking almost everything into existence right now. So maybe don't say that.
Have you seen that? You know that meme I'm talking about where the guy is walking down the street on fire and
yes.
nothing stops him.
I love it.
He's just on fire. Now, here's the problem, though. They got to get out of this inning. That's the thing. Oh, my God. Two outs, Hickey. He had two outs.
Two outs, no one on, up by two. By the
damn.
Way, thank goodness for Gleyber Torres' sack fly there. Otherwise, that's a walk-off home run.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Oh, what is it? Oh, Hickey, I don't even know what to say. This is sad. Anyway, we will keep you up to date with the New York Yankees as Luke Weaver has come through and blown a save. He did exactly what they didn't want him to do, give up a two-run home run to tie the game. That's exactly what it is. So when he gets back into the dugout, do the Yankees just, they punch him in the ribs? They each take hits? They just punch him, right?
Does Full Metal Jackie going to put some soap in a pillowcase and just start whacking him?
Yeah.
Wow, you are merciless.
Yeah, like you blew the game. How are they going to treat him? Is somebody going to pat him on the back? They're going to ignore him. He's walking. Okay. I think somebody tapped him on the back.
You have to. You can't just ignore. I mean, he feels bad enough.
So don't hit him?
No.
Ignore him.
Who? I mean, what if the Yankees score here? Do you run him back out there? Maybe.
No. Whoa. Oh,
yeah, probably
God.
Not.
This is what makes
been great for them.
This is what makes postseason baseball. It's the best. There's no way to have this type of intensity in the regular season, right? There's none. Unless they start putting... Imagine if baseball... And this sounds weird. Imagine if they staggered the seasons. Does that make sense?
Meaning what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, is there a way to incentivize people to treat the games as more do or die? You can't do that every game. But I don't know. Maybe you have better playoff positioning if you imagine if the seasons were sectioned off. And so you won a section of the season and then you had a better chance of I don't know. I'm talking out loud. But to do it kind of tournament style, not to eliminate, but maybe like round robin. You got to beat these teams and then you have a better chance of advancing and having home field in the next round. And then, you know, that accumulates to the next round. I don't know. Maybe it's stupid, but. I just want this intensity throughout the year because to only have this is baseball. Like what we watch throughout the course of the season is just it's window dressing. It's long, 162 games. It's monotonous. And yet every day is a story. But this is why baseball is a pastime. That's why they called it a pastime. It's built. It's designed to pass the time. But when you get to the postseason, and every pitch matters. You don't necessarily think about the next game or we'll get them next game or I got to worry about today. Like, this is better, man. Do you think there's a way to fix it in the regular season? It's impossible.
Impossible. Because essentially then you're trying to do what the NBA is doing with the in-season tournament. No one takes that seriously. No one actually cares.
Yeah, but it doesn't have an effect on the does it have an effect on a regular season? None, right?
Well, I mean, it counts, right?
That's right. It does count for regular season.
Until
you're
they get
right.
to that tournament, which is, you know, what, the Final Four or
oh
whatever, then because then you play like an extra game. Like, no one cares.
I have to reread how that works. Now that they've done it once, I got to reread how that works.
I'm going to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask, like, could you argue that the longevity and the monotony of baseball's long regular season almost makes the playoffs more intense? Because, like, every day, right, you're watching baseball. If you're even if a casual fan, you watch, whatever, once or twice a year in the regular season. Like, there's always, like, all right, there's always tomorrow. There's always the next game. Like, now, all of a sudden, when you're even in the seven-game series, like, the intensity, I think, just ratchets up in part because, like, now, all of a sudden, you can no longer go from, there's another game tomorrow, too. There might not be tomorrow. I wonder if, like, the boringness, if you will, of the regular season actually helps to contribute now, because these games are so important, because there's just so little compared to the, you know, the large number of regular season games.
You could say that about every season except for, what, the NFL, probably, right? Can I not say that about the NBA? We got a 7'1" giant who's just like, I ain't playing every game. Just hit me when the playoffs are around. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I mean, I think baseball's intensity in the playoffs is better than basketball's. I don't know how you feel about that. Like,
intensity? Yeah, on the edge of your seat. There's nothing like it.
Right. Like, even if you're a casual fan, have no interest in the Mets or the Dodgers or the Guardians and the Yankees, there is a palpable intensity in the third inning of a tie game that you will never have in the first quarter of a playoff game.
Oh, absolutely.
In almost any other sport.
Absolutely correct. Unless it's like somebody's bombs away. Like Patrick Mahomes throws 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. Steph Curry is like, you know, here's 5 threes in the first quarter. You don't get that. Every pitch in baseball matters. It's just, it is high intensity. There's limits. There's limits. You know, you might have, 150 pitches in a game, and each one matters. Every single one. As Aaron Judge steps up to the plate and strikes out. Let's see what his buddy Giancarlo Stanton does as they went back-to-back earlier on in the game. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So, I mean, baseball has sped the game up. We see that. We know that. They got the pitch clock. They got the bigger bases. They're trying to add so much more excitement. It just sucks. But even having said that, Hickey, for all of the sports between what you get in the regular season versus what you get in the postseason, I feel, and I don't know if this is good, but baseball has a larger gap. I don't know if that makes that more special. You know, I don't think the NFL, what I see at the end of the season, is all that different from a playoff game outside of, okay, the stakes are, you know, higher. You're done if you lose. In basketball, yeah, the intensity is there. The teams are better. But I don't find what you get in a regular season game all that much different from the playoffs outside of the, you know, we got to tighten it up. This is really important. But in baseball, there is such a wide gap between just a game in the regular season versus just a game in the playoffs. It's almost comical. It's almost like how preseason in the NFL versus a regular season game. That makes sense?
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. I can't quantify how that is. Playoff hockey is sort of similar as well with the intensity you get. Right, like how much more people are into it versus what they are into it in terms of regular season-wise. Maybe it's just the great unknown. Like, maybe, I don't know, like just the game, the tightness of it, the crowd, the nature of baseball where there's not many blowouts. I don't know. I truly don't know. But something is different, and you're right. Baseball, regular season and postseason, it's 2 different sports.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Big decision made by Aaron Boone here. Jason Dominguez is on first base in place of Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo Stanton, who hit a bomb, back-to-back bombs, to give the Yankees the lead. He walks, and they say, nah, we need somebody who can run. And Dominguez, he can bat. We haven't seen him really this postseason. And we'll see what he can do as the Yankees are looking for a run. And Stanton, who's just been hot like fish grease, has been pulled out of the game because they don't want him to run. I understand the decision. I'm not mad at it. I can understand why some people would. Hickey, would you leave Stanton on first there? Try to take him into extras if you can, or would you leave Dominguez on base to try to maybe, get around the bases if he has a chance?
Oh, no, you got to leave Stanton. The guy's a stolen base. Jerry's prolific on the base paths. Come on, is Aaron Boone watching the games here? He also scored on a wild pitch earlier in the series, too.
This is what makes Aaron Boone's job so tough. You leave Stanton on first to run. Jazz Chisholm hits a single. Stanton pulls up lame. And the question is, why in the hell? And okay, did he call him out? Yeah, he got him. How about that? Could you imagine if Stanton got hurt? Then Aaron Boone would be killed.
Why didn't you pinch run him? Aaron, why didn't you do it? He's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. I think it's the right call, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. He cannot win. It's not like Dominguez has no pop in his bat. He can hit. So Aaron Boone is just, what a thankless job it is to be the New York Yankees manager. Doesn't matter what you do, you're cooked. He took his bat out, he's hot. You leave him in, he gets hurt. It doesn't matter. Meanwhile, the Mets and Dodgers are still tied at 1-1 in the top of the third. Jose Quintana, he going to be out of this game quick, almost at 50 pitches already as he tries to escape this inning. What a day. And I finally got this stupid Amazon to work on my phone. Thursday night football. How exciting. The Denver Broncos lead the Saints in New Orleans in the second quarter. Not the final score. The score right now, 3-0. Yeah. Yeah, well, the Saints ain't got no players. Let's see how long it takes for the defense to at least try to put some points up for them. Let's see how likely that is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll give you an update on these games, how they're rolling, how they're going. I also did mention to you about some of the other big college football matchups we have this weekend. Of course, I'm going to take you back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history. And speaking of injuries and wide receivers, the Saints don't have none. Troy Aikman, he decided to destroy the Cowboys receivers. Destroy Jerry Jones first, please. You're locked in. It's me, the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.